This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So, we have these amazing sponsors. They're called Cassidy.com.
Yes, they are.
And it is our pick for the best swingers site online. We are so excited to use it when we're in Vegas because it is a... All the Vegas people are on Cassidy.
Yeah, we're definitely going to utilize the rendezvous option.
Yeah. So if you are not familiar with Cassidy.com, we have a great recommendation for you, which is to go to our website, frontporchswingers.com, click on the Cassidy banner, and start your 30 free days. You get to test out all of the features for yourself to make sure it's the right site for you, and we're confident it will be.
Yeah, absolutely.
We also have another sponsor. It's our amazing friends over at Energy Underground.
Yes.
We have a huge event coming up in April. They do, but we're going to it.
Totally going to it. It's going to be a great time.
It is the Underground Lifestyle Summit. We've been talking about it for several weeks now. We've had many of you reach out for more information, which is great. Hopefully, we'll see many of you there. It is going to be a truly immersive three-day lifestyle event filled with not only educational events, but also some really fun shit. And of course, some really sexy nightly parties.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a three-day event. This is not just a one-night hit it and quit it. It's going to be a good time, full of cool shit.
And if you want to get a discount, you still can, but only for a few more weeks. You can head to energyundergroundnd.com/summit. I'll have that link in our show notes. And if you use our promo code, which is FPS2020, you'll get 10% off of your booking. So make sure to head over there, check it out for yourself, and come.
Yeah, come party with us in Deadwood.
Yeah, I'm so excited for
that.
Me
too. It's going to be a good time. I'm really looking forward to that trip.
Yeah. And I also want to give a huge shout out to our newest Patreon members. We have a couple of them this week, and we've been having so much fun on Patreon in general.
Yeah.
Our bonus episode this week was really fun.
It was a lot of fun. This week is going to be really cool.
Well, this week in particular, we are going to be providing some behind the scenes things that we may be doing in Vegas.
Yes.
But next week, when we come back, you'll also hear about some of the shit that went down in Vegas first.
For sure. We're going to record it like pretty much the day after we return from Vegas. So we got it all fresh in our minds and it's going to be a good time.
Well, we also just tell our Patreon members stuff that you're not going to hear on the regular podcast episode.
Yes. Yes.
Plus, you'll get access to our naughty Snapchat, our secret Telegram group, and so much more. And you'll be supporting the podcast. So if you love the show and want to show your support, it's a great way to do it. Huge thank you and shout out to Jose and Hal, our two newest Patreon members jumping on this week. And if you want to join the fun, head on over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers.
Yeah, check it out. Our Telegram group is just like one of the most, my favorite part of the whole Patreon kind of community that we've got. Because we talk about everything. It's not just like pictures of tits, because there's totally that. But it's also like recipes and just like sports shit. It's just like really cool banter.
It's actually a way to connect with other lifestyle people. We have a few people in that group that are brand new to the lifestyle.
Yes.
And the feedback that they provided is that it really does allow them to connect with people from all over the country and to get a much more in-depth view of the lifestyle in general. And yeah, it's really been helpful.
So. Yeah, we're going to meet some of those folks in Vegas. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, good time.
So, speaking of which, we leave for Vegas in 4 days.
Yes, exactly, 4 days.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, every
time. It snuck up on us.
It did. Every time we're like, oh, we got plenty of time for this, or we got plenty of time for that. We got 2 weeks, we got 3 weeks, we got a month. We have 4 fucking days, and we're still not prepared.
Oh my gosh, no. We have a lot of work to do. We are doing 2 seminars. If you're going to Erotica, we are doing a 4 p.m. seminar on Friday on vetting single guys, which will be a ton of fun. Granted, okay, keep in mind, people, our seminars are not going to be the normal, boring seminars.
Yeah, there'll be no fucking bullet point shit that we've handed out, or there's none of that crap.
No, this is an FPS seminar. We're going to have a ton of fucking fun. It's going to be super interactive. So if you're going to be at Erotica, make sure you're there 4 p.m. on Friday for vetting single guys, 4 p.m. on Saturday for handling jealousy in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Two really, in my opinion, solid seminars that we put together. We've worked hard on them. Still have a few kinks to work out, but I am super fucking pumped to present those to the Erotica partygoers.
Yeah, and we actually have a special guest appearing with us on Friday.
Yeah.
To kind kind of help us out. He's going to be, I don't want to call him a prop because he's more than that, but he's certainly going to help us kind of push the point home, I think, about vetting single guys.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that one.
And I'm just excited for Vegas in general.
I know. It's going to be nice to get out of town, get in a different climate, not freeze our asses off for a few days, and just party with some really kinky folks.
I want to be in sexy mode. I think the biggest thing about being here in the winter is you're constantly bundled up. You don't have the motivation to really present yourself in a sexy way, at least not on a consistent basis.
It's tough.
So for me, this is my chance to wear my sexy shit, feel incredibly feminine, and I'm pumped for that part of it.
Yeah, and not be layered, you know, three layers of fucking heavy clothing.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of shit. Yeah, I'm looking forward to
it. I want my tits out. Yeah. I want to wear dresses.
I just want to break out my sandals.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's going
to
be great.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
So we should talk single guy tip of the week.
Yeah, we should. So do you want to start that conversation? We were talking about it and you had some interesting insight into our topic for the day.
Yeah. So one of the things that we were talking about is, I guess, kind of a theme from a lot of the guys that we talk to in the lifestyle, whether it's via Sex on Your Terms or people that reach out to us because they listen to the podcast, is, you know, they're saying things like, oh, I'm really introverted, I'm quiet, you know, I sometimes have trouble really striking up a conversation at a lifestyle event as a single guy. And while we can totally relate to that, both of us are, I wouldn't call us introverted people, but we're also not like life of the party crazy people.
Right.
And I think that sometimes we both have to make the effort to really allow our charisma to show through.
For sure. And I think the idea that you came up with, though, it's also, it is absolutely lifestyle related when it comes to the single guys. But we actually made a correlation because we've got a couple of single guy, totally vanilla friends that really kind of can benefit from this information. And we have offered it to at least one of those friends. And it's just one of those things that kind of crosses over all facets, not just ethical non-monogamy, but just vanilla life.
Right. Just dating and interacting with people in general. Yeah,
meeting people just in general.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. And it's the whole idea of, yes, it's okay if you're a quiet person. You don't have to not be who you are in the lifestyle to be successful. What you do have to do is bring value to the table via your personality. And sometimes that means stepping outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah, for sure.
And one of the things that we've recommended to single guys that have reached out to us with that kind of issue of, you know, oh, I'm not super talkative, or, you know, being super loquacious with people that I don't know is really difficult for me, is practice. And don't practice first at a lifestyle event.
Terrible idea.
I recommend going to a completely vanilla setting, whether it's a bar or some sort of other social setting, if you're not a drinker.
You know.
Yeah. And just start talking to people, ask people questions, or tell people something about yourself. And also draw on like your personal experiences, the things that make you unique as a person.
For sure. Some of these, couple of the vanilla friends that we were talking about or that I referenced, these guys are, they're 50s and 60s and they're single guys. They're obviously, you know, they're looking for companionship, and one of them at least is very affable and gregarious, and he gets out and he talks to people. He's always well-dressed. He's super well put together, very articulate. He's got a really interesting history, retired gentleman, and he's kind of easier. It's easier for him to kind of interact with people. Our other friend, not so much. And the idea is like, hey, get out and meet people, go to an event, go to a meetup, just start talking to people and get more comfortable talking to people.
Yeah.
And if you're in the lifestyle, you're a single guy wanting to get into the lifestyle, like you said, going to your first lifestyle event and trying this out
for the very first time.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a crash and burn for you.
Right.
You're going to be so awkward and uncomfortable. You're just not even going to feel right being there, and everyone's going to get that vibe. So just start by talking to people in vanilla settings, in normal day-to-day settings, and just get accustomed to talking about yourself and asking questions of people.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah, there's so many people out there. Everyone says, oh, you know, the millennials, my generation of people, have trouble communicating. I think it's multi-generational. We've talked to people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, 60s even, that have trouble having real, meaningful conversations.
Absolutely.
And it's because they're not actively practicing that skill. It really is a skill.
Yeah, this isn't a situation where, like the guys we're referring to, it's not like these guys don't have interesting histories and interesting pasts and interesting lives to talk about.
Right.
There's a lot of interesting stuff between the two of them that they could be telling people about and sharing with people. They just haven't figured out how to quite articulate it yet.
Right.
And that's really the thing. It's like you need to get into situations where you're making yourself uncomfortable to be better at it.
Right.
You just got to do that. And if you're a guy wanting to get into this lifestyle to meet couples or other ethically non-monogamous singles, for that matter, you're going to have to be uncomfortable. You've got to talk to people, and at some point, probably going to have to take the first step. Yep. You know,
introduce yourself to someone absolutely that you wouldn't normally.
Yeah, and if you're a single guy and you're trying to get in the space of couples, especially 99 times out of 100, a couple's not going to approach you.
Right.
You need to approach the couple. Show some interest. So show that charisma, which is really what we're talking about today. It's charisma. You really got to be able to start a conversation and keep a conversation going and keep people's interest.
Yes.
That's really the bottom line.
Yeah.
So practice, practice, practice.
Sometimes easier said than done, but it gets easier the more you do
it. No question about it. We find it, you know, listen, it's not easy for us either. Like you said, we're a lot of fun in a setting. We start, you know, you get us going and we're in a comfortable setting. We're the life of the party. But if we walk into a room where we're really not sure about, you know, who's here, what's what, we're quiet for the most part until we get going.
Right.
And if somebody approaches us and then it's on.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's the key.
For sure.
Yeah. So single
charisma
guy tip of the week.
Is key.
Yep. Work on that charisma.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today's going to be an interesting conversation.
It's going to be very interesting.
Would you like to set it up?
I'm so excited for this. So as our listeners know, I am usually really naughty pants, okay? And I like being naughty
you
pants.
You are.
Our relationship and our dynamic definitely lends itself to me being the more, you know, slutty one.
For sure.
I like it that way. And I think you
do. So
do
I.
But that being said, this was a situation where we completely swapped roles.
We did.
Where I really got to experience a lot of what you experience and vice versa.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to dissect it today.
Yeah, I'm really interested because you and I haven't talked about it yet. So what Brenna is alluding to here is that I played with our single gal friend, Hannah.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yes.
By myself.
Yes.
For the very first time. It's the first time that I have played with another woman without you present.
Completely separate.
Completely
now,
separate.
Granted, our beautiful friend, Betty. Betty Boop lookalike.
Yes.
You played with her very briefly, but I was literally 20 feet away.
And it started out with all of us. You were there. And then you kind of, you made yourself scarce, stepped out of the room and left us alone. And it was an amazing, sexy time. She's super sexy. But you were just out, you were literally on the other side of the wall, outside on a patio. We could literally hear your conversation.
This was the first time that I was completely separated from it. I had no idea what was going on. I couldn't go up to the door and listen if I wanted to.
No.
So it was really interesting.
Yeah, I'm curious
from my perspective, and I'm sure from yours too.
Yeah, I'm really interested to hear just as much about how it felt for you as I'm excited to tell you about it. So what happened was we had the opportunity. Our friend Hannah came into town.
Right.
And she got in early yesterday. I was off, obviously, work yesterday, and you were at work yesterday.
So originally, we were thinking about asking her to participate in a fantasy with us. I've had this fantasy for a long time of being almost in like a cuck queen dynamic where you are dominating another woman and I am kind of being quote unquote forced to watch.
Right.
But because of scheduling, I was at work and I think she was really... She was excited at the thought of being with you and just you.
Right.
And so I was excited by it too. So I was like, well, it's, you know, if all of us are on the same page with that, why not make that happen?
Yeah.
So I told her that I was totally okay with you guys playing while I was still at work.
Yeah. And obviously she was 100% on board with the idea of you and I and her playing together and
in
you kind
way.
Of and being in that dynamic. She was totally fine with that. But because, you know, for time constraints and she was coming to town early and we didn't want to leave her alone all day, we thought, okay, I'll play with her and we'll kind of, you and I will switch roles where normally I'm at work and you're playing with Aiden or Clint. This time it'll be me.
Right.
And she was 100% down with that. She is very much a submissive person. She is in the kink world. You know, she's schooled in BDSM and
very
she was
so.
Very much wanting a DS experience yesterday. She was needing that impact play.
Right.
And that's essentially what we did. And so I'll tell you, for me, from my perspective, obviously you and I discussed it the night before she and I met.
Right.
And I was a little apprehensive about it. I wasn't 100% sure I wanted to kind of take part in this without you present.
Yeah, which, so I told you when we initially talked about it, I said, I'm okay with whatever way you want to go. I'm obviously going to leave it up to you. If you want to play with her alone, totally fine with that. If you guys want to wait till I'm off work, that's great too. And you were kind of humming and hawing back and forth about it. I said, I think she would prefer to play as soon as she gets into town, just to put that information out there.
Yeah.
And you were like, I just don't know. So why? What was the hesitation?
Well, because the largest part of the enjoyment for me in the lifestyle is my appreciation for your having a good time.
Right.
You know, you're being fulfilled and frankly, just you being naughty. That's the part I like the most. And I wasn't 100% sure how I was going to feel about playing with her alone and whether or not that was going to lend itself to the kind of like intense sexual chemistry that we have after you've had an experience.
Right.
That's obviously, at the end of the day, all of our experiences, while we really respect and appreciate our other partners, it's about us at the end getting together.
Of course.
And I wasn't sure that you were going to feel the same way I felt. Right. I feel when you play.
Right.
You know? So that was kind of a concern for me. But because you kind of were, you were trying to make that happen. You wanted that to happen. So obviously there was some level, you were excited about the idea.
Well, like I said, fulfilling a fantasy would have been great, but I also saw this as an opportunity to try something completely different.
Yes.
And to really be able to put myself in your shoes, what you've been experiencing almost weekly for 2 years now.
Yeah, absolutely. On a regular basis. Absolutely. All right. So let's start with you. So she gets into town. I'm going to meet her at about 4 o'clock. That was the plan. She had a hotel room here locally. And so she texted me, let me know she was here, and said, just give me about 30 minutes, I'll be ready. And so I was getting prepared to go. I text you and said, hey, I'm getting ready to go meet Hannah. I'm headed to her place. So what are you thinking while I'm on my way to go meet our friend?
I'm so antsy. So I'm at work and it was so, so quiet at work. And I'm literally inventing things for myself to do to keep my mind occupied until I can meet you guys. Because all that kept going through my head was what you were doing.
Sure.
And not in a bad way, not as if it was, you know, I was feeling anxious because I didn't want it to be happening or anything like that. More so just because of the complete unknown. Yeah. I had no control over it. I had no knowledge of it. So it was very strange.
Yeah. And we spent a fair amount of time together. So for me, when you're with someone and I'm at work or wherever, I'm constantly having to keep my mind occupied.
Yeah.
Otherwise it just gets away from me.
Yeah. That was me. That was totally me. Yep.
Yeah. It's not like, you know, and we're going to talk about this. Obviously, we're doing a seminar on jealousy. This isn't a jealousy thing.
No.
It's just kind of like an anxious kind of thing. Like, I want to hear what's going on. Like, I want to know, but I don't want to know.
Yeah. It's the excitement of the unknown.
It's the buildup.
Yep, exactly.
That's what it is, right? Like, and for me, like, I know the longer that you're away from me and you're playing with somebody, and the more time goes on, the better the experience is for you, you know, 9 times out of 10.
Right.
So what were you thinking? Are you thinking the same thing?
Well, for sure, because you texted me to say you were going to meet her and it was like 4 o'clock.
Right.
Okay. I didn't get off work until 6. So I have 2 full hours where I'm wondering if you're going to text me in that time.
Right. Right.
I'm wondering if things are going to end, you know, before 6 o'clock point when you guys are going to come meet me.
Right.
I had no idea how long your session would be. I, of course, was hoping that it would go on because, once again, just like you said, that means things are going well, that you guys are clicking, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. And I text you at like 5:55.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, just finished up. Are we all going to meet for a drink?
Yeah. Because
that was the plan.
And the fact that it was that long, I was like, okay, this was probably a good time.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about it. So again, impact play was on the menu.
Yes.
She's very, very into impact play, which obviously we are as well. So I brought some toys with. I brought our neoprene paddle, one of our thin wooden paddles, and a really nice flogger that we have.
Yes.
Knowing full well she was probably going to bring some stuff with her as well, which she did.
Which flogger? The new one?
The new one. Yeah. So it's got a heavy metal handle and kind of medium to thick strips of leather.
It's definitely thuddy.
It's thuddy. Yeah. It's not as stingy. It's thuddy.
Yeah.
And so I was fully prepared, obviously, as was she. And I had my condoms and all that good stuff. So I text her because in the hotel, this particular hotel, you have to have a card to get into the building. So she met me at the door and went inside. And, you know, she's got the room all set up, kind of dimly lit. And she's wearing jeans and a sweater. Okay. And I can tell through the jeans and the sweater, she's got something on under it. So I sat down on the bed. She was kind of sitting in a chair and we were just having some light conversation. And at one point she's like, so should we get naked? And like 10 minutes in, I'm like, absolutely. I said, but I can tell you're wearing something over there. She's like, yeah, I've got some thigh highs and stuff on. So I stepped into the bathroom. I got undressed and I had all the toys laid out. I pulled them all out of the bag. So they're all kind of on the desk, on the credenza, you know?
I love that move, that anticipation move of like, these are going to be used on you.
Well, she had hers out already. So she had a crop and she had a flogger that she actually made herself.
Very cool.
And then of course I had our stuff. So I went in, I changed, I took my clothes off, I came out and now she's in stockings, thigh highs. She's got the garters on and this black panties matching black bra.
Ooh.
Super sexy. And we've talked about her before. She's like you. She's short. She's curvy. Big butt. Big boobs. just long, long hair, just super sexy.
Yeah.
And very quickly, she got into submissive mode instantly.
Really?
Yeah, very much. So, and you know, she's a BDSM gal. So right away it was, what do you want me to do, sir? Okay, so now I'm all worked up.
I'm sure you are. You're loving every second of that.
Yeah, I'm instantly worked up. So right away I said, well, I want you to take your bra off and get on your knees. So she takes her bra off right away. She gets on her knees and I told her to put her hands behind her back. And so she starts sucking my cock, no hands.
Oh, okay? My goodness.
So I
love that move.
So the first thing I reach for, of course, is the neoprene paddle. Because I can reach her boobs. She's right there.
Right.
So as I start paddling her boobs, and our plan was we were going to do traffic light kind of style. Like if it's green is good. Yellow, we're getting close. Red, too much.
Right.
So that was kind of the danger zone for us.
Yeah, you put that safety precaution in place first.
Yeah, that was our protocol in place. As opposed to a safe word, we were going with green, yellow, red. And so I'm testing the water a little bit. And as it turns out, she really enjoys impact just like you do. She can take a pretty good amount of impact. And as it turns out, I found out later because we were talking about it after our session that I was right on the edge for her. Like any harder would have been too much, but a little less, not quite what she was looking for. So we were in the right spot.
Oh, that's perfect.
The whole time. And so, of course, I'm paddling her tits.
And what you're really good at is reading the cues. You're so good at that from a topping perspective of hearing noises and knowing what that means.
Right.
I would say, especially with me, but even I would assume with a new partner, did you experience that with her too?
Yeah, but we played with her before.
That's true.
And as I said, I knew that by pulling her hair a little bit and some light choking and those kind of things really got her going. So while she's sucking my cock, and she told me straight up the last time we all played together, loves being like choked and being forced onto somebody's cock and those kinds of things. So I was playing into that. So her hair was kind of tied up and I had a hold of it. She's choking on my cock, tears running down her eyes. She's going to work. And I'm paddling her tits. And occasionally I'll put the paddle down and I'll choke her at the same time. And by the way she was moaning and it was clearly, I was on the right path. And I was testing that out with her to make sure, again, the levels were right and we were on the same page. So that goes on for about 10 minutes. From there, I had her get on the bed. So she actually is bent over the bed on her knees. Mm-hmm. So now, of course, I get the wooden paddle. And I'm going to work on her ass with this paddle for about 15 minutes.
And that thing is no joke.
It's thin and stingy. But yes. I've got a handful of her hair. And the harder I pulled her hair, the more it was moaning and just really getting into it.
Oh, dang.
So at this point, I'm so fucking worked up. It's ridiculous. And this is going on for a while. Then I had her get on the bed and I put a pillow underneath her. So her ass is up in the air. Her arms are extended above her head.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I got the flogger, our flogger.
Right.
It's kind of thuddy. But again, testing it out and just kind of making sure that the tempo was right and the pressure was right. And she was taking a really good flogging. She was definitely into it. Legs, ass, a little bit of lower back, calves. She was all about it. Mm-hmm. And again, handful of hair. Once in a while, I'd have her pick her head up and I was choking her, which was just driving her crazy. And at this point, I've done nothing. I have nothing sexual.
You even touched her pussy, yeah.
Nothing at all. So now after, we've had about 30 to 45 minutes of pretty serious impact play, I left her in that position. And from behind, I started licking her pussy.
Oh, and God, yum.
She is dripping wet.
Oh.
So at least at that point, I felt like, okay, what's happening here is working.
This is awesome.
Feeling good about
She's
this.
She's loving it.
100%.
Yeah.
So now I have a rollover. I take the pillow and remove the pillow. And I'm in front of her. Her legs are basically on my shoulders. And I'm paddling her tits with that neoprene paddle. And as you know, that thing is heavy.
Yes.
And she really enjoyed it. More so even than you do. You take it on the tits a lot. But she was asking me for more.
Harder or just more?
Harder. So I got to that point where we were at yellow and she was good. And that went on for a while. So now after, again, 45 minutes or an hour at this point of heavy impact, choking, I'm slapping
hair pulling,
her tits, I'm
everything.
Pulling her hair, I'm biting her chest, biting her tits, biting her ass, slapping her ass and her tits. I mean, it was just a whole impact session. Now I thought, now I need to give her some real pleasure. So I made her keep her hands above her head. I put her legs up and I went down on her and would not stop until she came. And much like yourself, legs shaking, like I knew when it was happening.
Yeah, she's pretty animated.
She's super animated, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So the first time she came, it was about an hour in. I said, hey, do you need a break? She's like, just a few minutes. Let's just take a second. So I got up and I kind of got up on top of the bed a little further.
This is after you licked her?
Yes.
Okay.
So I got up on top of the bed. My back's up against the headboard and she's kind of laying on me. And we're just kind of talking a little bit, making sure again that, you know, that we're at the right level. And then very quickly, she starts sucking my cock again. I had the crop next to the bed on the side table. So while she's sucking my cock, I had her put her ass up in the air and I'm able to crop her while I'm sitting up and she's sucking my cock.
So you're giving her commands throughout this entire thing? Is she still calling you sir?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's hot.
And it's so fucking hot, right? So I cropped her about 3 or 4 times on either side of her ass and on her hips. And I, by the hair, kind of removed her mouth from my cock. And I said, how are you feeling? She goes, I'm feeling great, sir. Boom, right back on my cock. That was how it had to go. So yeah, it was super fucking intense. And that went on for about an hour, probably the better part of an hour and 15 minutes, because now I'm standing at the foot of the bed again. She's now on her knees again because I wanted to grab the wooden paddle so I could paddle her tits again.
Oh,
while
dang,
she's soaking,
you're really giving her impact.
Listen, I'm telling you, I told you what she looked like. She's going to send pictures.
Yeah.
She was, by the time this thing was over, I was very surprised at how already red and bruised and kind of raised her skin was. She has super sensitive, you know, that kind of pale skin. It was crazy. And she was just like glowing about it. So.
Fuck yeah.
All good.
She's a sub.
Yeah. So again, we're at the foot of the bed because I wanted to grab that wooden paddle. Right away, I have her on her knees. Yes, sir, she says to me. Start sucking my cock again. My balls are in her mouth now.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm paddling her tits with this wooden paddle, you know, that thin wooden paddle we have. And eventually I'm like, okay, I have got to fuck her. That's where, you know, that's where this is going. So I get her back on the bed. She's on her back.
Were you just like rock hard?
Yeah. So anyway, I laid her down, but I wanted to go down on her again. And I actually said to her, do you want to come again? She's like, yes, sir. So I went down on her and made her come again. And then I got off the bed. I told you, stay right there. Got a condom. And then while she's on her back, I started fucking her. And that went on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
She came. I turned her to her right side. And was fucking her kind of on her side.
Yeah,
so I'm grabbing with my right hand her ass and my left hand her thigh.
You grab hard too.
Yeah, well, my fingerprints were literally, like they were still on her leg when we left to come meet you. And it was hard, rough, hair pulling, choking and slapping. And it was just an amazingly very intense experience. I actually didn't expect me to go that far with her because I just wasn't, you know, again, I wasn't super comfortable with the idea.
Just because it was so new and
you're
away
from you not
me.
Being there. So, yeah. But it was so hot and so intense in the moment. I just couldn't help myself. I was just so worked up.
Yeah.
So that went on for a while. And then eventually I turned her over, put her on her stomach, and I straddled her while I was fucking her from behind. And as hard as I possibly could, I had to put a pillow in front of her head between her and the headboard.
so she can concuss herself.
Right. So she came again and she clenched much like you did, not as hard as you, but she came and then instantly she made me come. So, you know, it was like 2 hours of just real hard impact. And just heavy, hard fucking is what it was. It was like primal, just straight up primal.
Yeah, but also mixed with some really strategic impact play, it sounds like.
Yeah, 100%.
In terms of you really trying to understand, granted, she's not a brand new partner.
No.
But this is the first time you've ever done impact play with her.
Yes.
So while you're saying it's primal and that's very kind of, you know, you're paying attention to your senses and you're doing what feels good, I'm sure there's also a part of you that's really being mindful of what it is she needs, what it is she likes, what it is going to go overboard.
Yeah, every time I changed instruments, it was like starting over again, just to make sure that level of impact was acceptable.
Working your way up.
Yeah. And again, like I said, really fortunate for the whole experience that she was very much in the same mindset as I was. She was on the same page. And at no point did it at any point appear that it was too much. It was always right there at that yellow level. And it was totally fine with her. And it worked great for me. We had a great fucking time. So afterwards, we kind of laid there, just relaxed a little bit. She was kind of rubbing. I was sweating at this point. So she's like rubbing my head with a towel. I was just kind of caressing her leg a little bit. We're just laying there talking. And then, of course, that's when I texted you and said, hey, we're just finishing up. And are we going to meet for a cocktail?
Right.
You know, and it literally was 2 hours of, and for those of you who don't know, when you're getting into that BDSM space and it's a DS kind of dynamic, it's work on both ends.
Oh, for sure.
You know, I am not only being dominant over this person, it's also, I have to be like kind of sexually arousing. I've got to be mindful of just exactly how much impact I'm providing her. I've got to read her cues. And then, of course, she has to be accepting of all of those things. And her headspace has to be thus that she's still, you know, in that submissive role and not stepping outside of it and just being mindful of all those things. It's work.
It can be exhausting. Yeah. I mean, it's super fun and amazing, which is obviously why we participate in it. But it can be very, very mentally and physically exhausting.
Right. And at the end of that, it's like, you know, when you talk about that aftercare, right? For me, it was, you know, let's lay here for a little bit, bring our blood pressure down.
Decompress, yeah.
Yeah, decompress a little bit. And then the idea that we were able to take her out, have dinner, drinks, and dinner was really kind of nice because it was... Your presence obviously makes things much more at ease for her because now there's another female presence. And it was just dinner and drinks.
Yeah. So we'll get to that. I have questions first.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So did you feel like the sexual chemistry was the same or not as great or better just with you and she versus when the three of us were together?
I was very surprised. I'll say this. I was very surprised at how good the sexual chemistry was with just the two of us. I was concerned that there would be some awkwardness either on my end or hers. That did not seem to be the case. And I think largely due to the fact that you and she communicate a lot.
Yes.
Digitally.
Very comfortable with each other.
Yeah. And she'll, of course, she texts me and sends me pictures and all that stuff once she gets your permission to do so. So we have some communication, but you guys are constantly in communication.
Right.
So I think that level of communication with you made her more comfortable in this situation.
Well, she also asked my permission for multiple things leading up to it. Yeah. Is it okay if I'm alone with him? Is it okay if we have a DS session? Is it okay if he paddles? You know, all of these different things. She was very respectful of what I wanted.
Yes.
So I think that probably put her at ease with me going like, yeah, I don't care. Have fun.
Yeah, no, she was definitely, there was never a period of awkwardness at all. We went from very, you know, kind of benign greetings to let's get naked and please paddle my tits while I choke on your cock.
10 minutes is pretty quick because sometimes you really ease your way into interactions.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised to hear it only took 10 minutes.
Well, I knew that there was going to be a period of time where there was going to be a level of impact play. And for those not necessarily in the know, impact, the BDSM space does not necessarily equate to a sexual experience where intercourse.
Right.
It's a sexual experience, but doesn't mean intercourse. And there's a level of time that takes time. You've got to build up. Again, didn't ever have impact play with her before, other than the experience that we had with her, where I was able to bite her and squeeze her and spank her. So I had some idea and pull her hair of where she was, but this was very different. I mean, it was much more aggressive, much more deliberate, and intense. So I wasn't, you know, I wasn't 100% sure what was going to be okay. And it took a little time to kind of navigate that. And I didn't want to waste any time because I was super worked up because now I can see the belts of her garters through her jeans. I'm like, oh, she's got thigh highs on.
How much you love that.
Yeah, this is going to work out great. So yeah, it was super intense and very, very sexy. And I was really excited that it went as well as it did. You know, I was completely satiated by the time it was over, and because we had just collapsed.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the best. I love that.
Yeah, it was over. Yeah.
So was there ever a period during your play that you were wondering how I was going to feel about this?
Oh,
was I in the back of your mind while this was going on?
Yes, absolutely. So the first time, she's standing there in her thigh highs and her panties and her bra, and she took her bra off and she gets on her knees and I'm reaching for that paddle while my cock is in her mouth. Instantly, I'm thinking, I wonder what Brenna would be thinking right now if she saw this. Is she super turned on? Is it too much? I just didn't know.
Yeah.
As much as I knew, I really didn't know.
Well, it's funny because we talk about it all the time and I'm always like, hey, I'm okay with, especially with Hannah specifically, because I like her. I trust her. I think she's a total fucking sweetheart. So I've told you multiple times, hey, I'm cool with whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
But I can still see how, since it's so new for us, you'd be like, this is,
well, especially
at least trepidatious, if nothing else.
Yeah, especially like she's calling me sir, which is part of the BDSM. It's just part of that dynamic, especially for her who is... Listen, when she texts me, it's good morning, sir, and stuff like that. She's very submissive.
Yes.
So I totally get why that's a natural thing for her. So I was okay with that. But I was obviously thinking to myself, what do you think? What would you think if you were kind of hearing this, if you were in the room and or knew that that was going on kind of thing?
Yeah.
You know? And again, it goes back to, you know, I was talking about jealousy and the lifestyle, which we're going to do a seminar on. It's not that just a jealousy. It's not a jealousy component. It's that gut check minute.
Yes.
You know? So like when I text you and say, hey, I'm going to meet Hannah, this is the first time this is happening. Was there like a, were you like flush? Was it just like a thing like, oh shit, this is happening?
Yes, I definitely had a gut check moment. And once again, very different from jealousy. It was not, I don't want him to go do this. It was more, holy fuck, this has never happened before. And I have new thoughts and emotions that I need to process.
Right.
And that's what I did for those 2 hours. I really thought through like all of the possible scenarios. Like if this was the best thing in the entire world for you and you told me that, like what would that feel like? If it was horrible, right. What would that feel like?
Right.
So none of it is negative. It's all just a different type of processing than I've ever had to do before.
Well, I think the reason this for me, why it worked out so well is because this is not the first time that I have been with her. We were with her together.
Right.
And I really feel like going forward as we continue to play in the single gal kind of space, I think it's important that we have some kind of rapport with her collectively or an experience collectively before I ever play alone with someone.
Yeah, we've talked about this multiple times before. I don't necessarily need to be sexual with someone for you to be sexual with them, but I would really struggle with you being intimate with someone, having sex with someone, whatever, with someone that I didn't like.
If I got
a bad vibe from them, if they gave me an attitude,
right.
If they weren't friendly towards me, and then you were like, hey, I want to go fuck this person, that is the only time I'd be like, wait a second, no, this cannot happen.
Well, it's just like with a single guy. That would never happen with a single guy. Like if I got a weird vibe or I didn't dig him or whatever, we just wouldn't do it. So this would be the same thing.
Yeah.
But again, it all relates back to what I said originally. It's always about when you and I get back together. So like I tell people all the time, if you don't have a good experience with somebody, it's not a good experience for us.
Right.
So if I'm not going to have an experience with someone who you don't like, that's just automatically not going to be a good experience.
It's counterintuitive. Yeah.
So it just doesn't work.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm totally at it. Like I'm turned off at that point. Like,
exactly.
Well, you don't like her. This is fucking dead.
Right.
You know? So fortunately, you guys do like each other. She's just a sweetheart, like you said.
So respectful.
Yeah. There's
overly respectful sometimes. I mean, I've multiple times had to tell her, cause she'll straight up ask me like, hey, do you mind if I send this picture to Brian?
Yeah.
It's like, you've sent 17 other pictures to him. Yeah, just fucking send the picture. But I like that she's so overly thoughtful and just she's so careful.
I
love that. I had zero concerns about what would happen in this interaction because of that.
Well, I think also because we had such a really good experience with her the first time the three of us were together.
Yes,
that was real. I mean, she told me multiple times that was her favorite threesome.
And she's had several.
She has. But she said it was just so comfortable and she had so much fun. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So there's no reason why she and I shouldn't have had a good time. But, you know, always in the background, you know, the back of my mind was, is this okay?
Right.
Is that okay? You know, because I squeeze your tits, I slap your tits, choke you, pull your hair, all the things that you and I do because we play in the impact primal space.
Right.
I was doing with her. And I was like, I wonder if this is going to be all right because, you know, I do this with Brenna. You know,
it's our thing.
Yeah. You know, but, you know, fortunately, it was a nice kind of very nice experience for the two of us. It was super fulfilling. I mean, listen, it was hot as shit.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. I mean, it was super fucking hot.
So you guys finish. We meet up for a drink. And my favorite thing about this entire situation is the three of us sit down. We're at a great really nice bar.
Yeah.
And it is the most normal fucking thing in the world. You guys are sitting across from each other. I come in, give her a hug, sit down, kiss you. And it's not awkward at all between the three of us.
No, no conversation about what just happened even took place.
Well, and I really didn't want to. I just wanted us to sit and catch up and be normal friends. And that's what we were. It was great.
And then from there, we sat there for, I guess, about 30 minutes or so, had just a drink. And then we were hungry. I mean, we didn't eat. You and I hadn't eaten all day. And decided, okay, let's go to dinner. So we had her come with us.
Right.
And went to a place not too far away and had some light dinner. And she had another drink.
But I will not lie. I was sitting there the entire time thinking, oh my fucking God, I need to know what happened.
Yeah.
Because I've already sat for 2 hours at work thinking about it, went home, got ready, met you guys. We say nothing about it at the bar.
No.
We go to dinner. We say nothing about it at dinner.
Never.
So it's been hours now where I'm sitting there going, what the fuck happened?
By the time you and I got home and actually got into bed, had sex, it was like 5 hours.
Yes.
You know, so it was, you must.
I was dying.
I know what that's like. You know, obviously I've waited 24 or 36 hours for you to get home from a trip.
I don't know how you do it because that is the anticipation was killing me. It was all I could think about. It completely consumed me.
Well, it's interesting because while we were together, like we were sitting at the bar, it almost like I didn't forget, obviously, because it had just happened and it was super hot. But it's almost like I was sitting there or we were sitting there with a friend whom I just did not have sex with.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was just super comfortable. Much like with Clint, you know, or Aiden at this point. It's just a comfortable conversation, just a few people sitting around, friends having, you know, just bullshitting.
Right.
And then we went to dinner in a fucking super vanilla place, just having dinner. She's sitting on my right, you're sitting on my left. Just have a normal, you know, life conversation. At no point did sex even enter into it.
Right.
Of course, we weren't in the fucking setting for that. Everyone around us would have had a heart attack. And so, you know, it was just so comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, nothing weird about it. And then, of course, we left. She went back to her hotel. We went home, did our thing. And we met her this morning for coffee before she went back home.
Yeah.
Again, very fucking normal.
So normal.
You know, very
the only thing she ever said to me about it, in fact, was you got up to use the restroom when we were at coffee. And she goes, hey, thanks for letting me borrow your man for a night. I said, yeah, anytime. She goes, yeah, I just needed that. I was very much in need. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Listen, she was... just so, it was intense. She was really, it was a sexy, just hot energy, highly
passion.
Charged session.
Yeah.
You know, and it was amazing. It was just super incredible.
So you and I got into bed and started playing last night and you started recounting it for me. Obviously not every single detail.
No, I wanted to save it.
But could you tell by the whole thing that I was okay? Like was there any point when you're like, okay, this worked for her too?
Yeah, 100%. Because like 5 minutes into us playing, you're fucking soaking wet. And you're asking me, tell me about, you know, tell me more or what else happened. And I was trying to save it. So
did
I didn't want to tell
good?
You.
Did that feel
yeah,
good?
I didn't want to tell you because I wanted to save it for today. And yeah, it was 100%. You were super worked up about it. I could tell.
Very.
But I know that feeling because I've waited hours or a day till you've come home and it's like you're out of town and you have an experience like when you were just in Miami and you had an experience with a couple. We talked about it briefly on the phone and then we texted and, you know, communicated the whole time. We didn't say another word about it.
No.
Until you got home and we were in bed.
Yes.
So I've waited all that fucking time, you know, and even then you didn't tell me everything.
Not everything. You got the majority of it, just not all the little details.
Yeah, but it was just, you know, it's like that anticipatory buildup.
Yeah.
You know, it'll fucking drive me crazy.
And the reconnection piece, this is the first time, even when we're with couples, I don't necessarily feel that like need for quote unquote reclaiming. Last night, I felt like I needed to reclaim my cock.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, you've had fun. I'm so glad you had this amazing experience, but that's my cock.
Well,
and now it's time for me to have it.
And the same thing for me, like when we were together last night, it's like, okay, I've had this amazing experience with someone else.
Yeah.
So I now have to relay that to you.
Like,
I've
got to
make
it
up. Right? Because, you know, I just had 2 hours of an intense DS session, primal play with another person. I've got to make that, you know, that got to make that time up with you. And so, I mean, that's obviously in the back of my mind.
You it's went not, to work.
Well, it's not like a tit for tat kind of thing.
No.
It's not that at all. I really think it's like just an appreciation for having had the opportunity to do that. I absolutely owed that to you to make to make sure that you experienced.
I didn't think of it like that. I just wanted my cock back. That's
well,
all.
Well, but it, you know, for me, it's like, you know, I just had this experience, and for most guys, I think in the lifestyle, all of us as men in the lifestyle who have partners should thank that partner pretty regularly for being able to be in this space because you make the decisions. It's not up to me. It's always up to you. Like in most situations with couples, the lady, it's lady's choice. And having the opportunity to do that, it's like, oh yeah, I definitely got to make up for this. You know, I don't, not that I felt like I did anything wrong, but it's like, yeah, I got to make sure she gets her just due here.
Yeah.
You know, it was fucking hot. No
it
doubt about it.
It was amazing sex last night.
Yeah. And like I said, she and I, really good chemistry. And I think the next time we play, hopefully we'll have an opportunity to see her again. I think we should all play together. And I think that, us having been with her once, my having been with her without you, the three of us together will be a really interesting dynamic after having just done experienced that.
Oh, I'm very excited for that opportunity.
Yeah, that's going to be a good time.
I will also say something else I wanted to touch on is, have you noticed that I've been like clinging to you like crazy today?
Yes, we have been out all day. We met Hannah early this morning. Well, we got up super fucking early this morning. It was still dark. Went to the gym, did some stuff around the house we had to do, and then we met her for coffee, and then went about our day, and we had brunch and met our friends at our local hangouts. But yeah, you've been all over me all day today.
Yeah. I've been very needy for you. And I don't think it's like a, it's not an insecurity thing. It's not a jealousy thing. Once again, it's more just maybe a different appreciation for like your company. I don't know. Is that weird to think of?
No, I don't think so. I think that happens organically even after you've had an experience.
Yeah.
And then you and I are together.
Yes. We definitely feel closer to each other.
Yeah, there's no, yeah, again.
Which people outside of the lifestyle would never be able to wrap their fucking heads around.
No, I mean, you consider, you know, the average quote unquote vanilla couple where someone has an indiscretion in that couple.
Yeah.
There's no closeness for any length of time, if ever at all.
Right.
You know, so yeah, it's a very different thing. But no, I'm not surprised.
It's interesting.
For you and I. I mean, I feel that way. I just think it's organic. It just happens. It's like we really crave each other's energy.
Energy, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so I don't think it's strange at all.
And I'm dying to suck your cock again today.
Well, it's also because you're just naturally naughty.
No.
But yeah, I mean, well, yeah, it's like, it's that transference of energy. We talk about that all the time. It's really a thing for us. I don't know if it's a thing for other couples or all couples, but for us, there is an energy transference that takes place when you're with someone particularly. And now that I've just had this experience, it's like you can feel it between the two of us. Like we were out today sitting, you know, next to each other, walking, just bullshitting.
We're constantly touching each other. We can't not be touching each other. And yeah, like I crave that energy from you. I crave the attention from you.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah. And that's, again, that's all part of that reconnective piece, right? So back to my original statement, if the experience that you had with somebody isn't good, or the experience that we had with people isn't good, or I now have had with someone isn't good, then it isn't worth it because we don't have that reconnective energy.
Right.
You know, it's like, fuck, that was a total waste of time.
Yes.
You know, we don't want to do that again.
Well, I'm really glad you didn't have that with Hannah.
No, it was amazing. No, not at all. And like I said, I think the next time, hopefully, the three of us are together, I can only imagine how intense that's going to be because I now have a better understanding and appreciation for what she's looking for.
Yes.
You know, it's going to be a much, much more kind of streamlined,
synergistic experience. Yeah,
yeah, sure. Absolutely. It'll be a nice kind of chemistry for sure. The first time was great. It was amazing. Amazing how smooth it was.
Yes.
This will be even better, I think.
Cool. Well, I'm really glad you had that experience and I'm glad we talked about it right now. And I'm ridiculously turned on.
Yeah, it was so fucking
which I bet you're shocked by.
I'm not at all. No, not at all.
And I hope our listeners like that. I love when we have new things to talk about on the podcast. It's just, it's obviously exciting for us on a personal level, but then the idea of getting on and like sharing it as well, it just like, it's the little cherry on top of the sexy, slutty little sundae. And I love that.
Yeah, because I mean, we do talk a lot about the hot wife experience. Obviously, you've got two regular playmates. And while those experiences are always different, there's always something new kind of to garner from it. This is absolutely new. We've already had the single gal experience with the two of us. And now I've had that kind of single gal experience alone, much like you do with the single guys. So yeah, it's definitely unique. I mean, we'll probably continue to dissect this between the two of us for a while and kind of see where we go from here with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. It's definitely a different path for sure. Not one that 6 months ago I would have even thought was possible based on our experiences with the single gals in the past. So I'm really glad it worked out the way it did.
Me too. Hey guys, we are going to be in Vegas and we're going to be reporting from AVN.
Yes.
The porn convention in Vegas. For those of you who don't know what it is, we're going to be showing some new sex toys on the market. Yeah. We're just going to be in general sharing some really cool shit with those of you who are at home. So make sure you're following us on social media. That's where we'll be sharing all that fun shit. You can find us at FP Swingers on both Instagram and Twitter. We also have a YouTube channel called Front Porch Swingers. Make sure you check us out there. Once again, patreon.com/frontporchswingers if you want to get involved with our patron exclusive bonuses, including weekly bonus episodes of Front Porch Swingers. And what else do we have this week? Anything?
Well, we got, obviously you said it, AVN in Vegas, Erotica in Vegas. We'll have our seminars. We will be presenting awards at the event, the
ASN Lifestyle Awards. Yep.
The awards, we're up for one of those awards, so we probably won't be giving that award away, but we'll be
winning that award. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be lovely. A lot of competition in that category, but we will be presenting. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Anybody that's going to be in Vegas, you must hit us up and let us know you're there. We're going to do our absolute best to meet as many people as we can. It's going to be a crazy weekend.
Fuck yes.
Yes.
I think that's all we have for you guys this week. Make sure you stay tuned for Vegas episodes coming very shortly.
Yeah.
And as always, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us, when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.